Thank you. Actually went well together. It went better together than I thought. But that Bear Island is a great tune. It's kind of a tricky tune, so it's not. It's a very good box tune, of course. The last one, Karen, was the Humours of Ballyconnell. So great tune. What were you saying, Sharon? I'm looking at your chat.
I was just saying hi to. I was just typing to someone I hadn't seen in a while.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't a shout out to everybody. But I will say I was just thinking about that Humours of Ballyconnell this week and thinking I really need to nail that. So that was great that you played it.
It's a great tune.
You know?
So.
And John, I love hearing your the ornamentation you use on it. It's really very beautiful.
Thank you.
It's part of the. Part of the fun of this is listening to how you elaborate on the tune.
Well, you know, I talked about this before. I talked about it with my students too, that, you know, you can vary the tune without actually doing variations, just by changing your ornaments around or where you put them. And, you know, a lot of times I'll do an octave note in there like I did on some of these, the last couple of tunes. And it just adds something different every time you play it, you know? And that's really the beauty about Irish music, isn't it? That's the subtlety of the music. When you listen to a recording, you have to listen to more than once. You have no idea, especially, you know, the people, you know, that you buy the records for, like O.G. McDermott and people like that. Every time they play it, it's a little bit different the next time around. And Martin Hayes, for sure, does that kind of stuff, you know? And
yeah.
That's what really makes the music so much fun. I do think some of the younger kids kind of go way too far off of the main melody sometimes, you know. But I think that's a generation thing, you know. I think they like that. The young kids today are much more knowledgeable musically speaking, you know, theory and all that stuff. I don't have any theory. My theory is just play the melody. That's what my theory is. So I'm just a dumb accordion player. That's about as my speed when it comes to playing tunes, you know. I don't feel like I have to be too dramatic with them, you know.
I totally agree with you on the way some people just completely change the melody. Like, I actually don't like Mariah Carey singing because she's just all over the place. Like, just stick to the melody sometimes.
Right. Well, like, yeah, that's, I guess, true in all genres of music, isn't it? You know, I don't know a lot about other ethnic music, really, to be honest with you, and a little bit of old-timey and stuff, but I know nothing about bluegrass, so I wouldn't even know, but I'm sure it's the same, you know, some of these young guns.
Bluegrass is all over the place.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, I've actually played in bluegrass where there's one particular fella, he's a very good fiddler, but he will actually start playing an Irish tune in his little break. And I'm like, oh, you just started doing King of the Fairies. What's going on?
That's pretty tough in
a completely different tune.
Right.
Since we're talking about tradition or, you know, playing tunes straight, one of the interesting comments that we heard, we were at a private home session in Milltown with John Joe, who's probably 84 now, and a fiddler and a number of local people, farmer. And there was an American, you know, there were only, what, eight of us there, but there was American who is starting a tune and a set of tunes. And Eamon turned to them after they were done and said, you know, that set isn't this is the set that's our set. Why do you want to change our story? It's our Irish story, the sets that we put together.
Right.
And I thought, wow, that's a really personal way to think about those old time sets, even though we all, like you said, John, want to try new things. But to them in that moment, he was saying, you know, this is our story. And why are you trying to change our story? It was just profound to me.
Right. I think it makes a lot of sense, too, you know, because music is so personal, isn't it, in a lot of ways?
Yeah, and it's kind of like playing the tunes the traditional way. Playing the sets is a component of it.
Right.
I mean, of course you can't always or don't want to do it always, but.
Well, you know, that's also the problem with that kind of stuff is it can be regional, too. So I think a lot of the, you know, the Michael Coleman stuff, that stuff, they became, like I said, the Tal Bolton set was, that's the Tal Bolton set because that's the way Michael Coleman recorded it. He actually recorded it twice, I believe, in 1920 and then 1940. I have the 1940 versions on 78 here, which I'm really happy to have. So you have sets like that, but, you know, generic kind of tunes, you know, I don't think, as an example, the Maybe Behind the Bar is in a set with anything else. So, you know, I'll play that with other tunes all the time. I won't, like, so put it with another tune and stick to that set of tunes. But I like to play, stick to the melodies. Like, you know, I'm guilty of, you know, if you know my career, you know that I've branched out and I've done other things, but you can't beat the trad. So, you know, I tell a lot of these young people, like Haley and Pat Mangan and all these people, secure your legacy in traditional music first before you go off and do crazy shit, you know? And I have nothing against doing the crazy stuff, but, you know, you want to be remembered in the tradition. You've got to play traditional music, you know? You've got to play the tunes as they're written and solidify your base in the traditional community before you go off and do anything else. So I'd like to think that's what I did, you know, with my career. And I'm recognized wherever I go as a good trad box player, you know. And like anything else, it's debatable, you know, who's the best and who's not. You know, we're all, there's great box players, great fiddle players, great pipers, you know, and we all have our favorite. So, all right, enough chatting, although we've got plenty of time. Let's do the, I'm thinking of, the Rights of Man and the Home Rule that we were going to do, right? Now, I know these tunes, but I have to print the music out because I forget how to start them. I say that every week. Okay. Let's do, actually, you know what? If you wouldn't mind, let's do the Home Ruler first. I think it'll be a nicer change, actually. I should have thought about that when I wrote it down, but. All right, so we'll do the Home Ruler in.